Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Luke 15, 1-2. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." In sport, there can be two types of people. There are those who back themselves, who are confident in their ability, feel secure that they deserve a spot on this squad, and trust themselves to deliver a good performance on game day. Others lack confidence and constantly worry they're not good enough, always endlessly striving to be better or hiding, giving up because they've lost hope in ever making it. Which one are you? And what about your sports friends? These two mentalities can also be at play in spiritual matters. Some people back themselves. If there is a heaven, if there is a God, I'd be all right. I'm not a bad person. I do the right things and support the right causes. I reckon God would be pleased with me. Others fear that if there is a God, he would want nothing to do with them. I'm not worthy. I'm too far gone. Why would he ever pick me for his team? Which one would you lean towards? What about your sports friends? We are going to look at some of the most loved stories in the Bible told by Jesus, which both challenge those who back themselves and give hope to those who feel unworthy. The start of chapter 15 gives us the context for these stories. Verses 1 to 2. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." The Pharisees and the teachers of the law back themselves. They are the religious elite and they are confident in their spiritual credentials. They are on the team and they think they deserve it. And they look at the tax collectors and sinners and reckon they do not deserve a space in the squad. They are unworthy. They are not good enough. They are not the kind of people that God would want to know. And the Pharisees think, if Jesus really was from God, he would know that. So what on earth is he doing mingling with the tax collectors and sinners, eating with them, welcoming them? Doesn't he know what they're like? Or is he a sinner like them? But these are the kind of people who are drawn to Jesus. In the parables which follow, Jesus shows that these are the kind of people he has come for. He has come for the lost. And Jesus challenges those, like the Pharisees, who think that they are already good enough and who look down on other people. He redefines what it means to be lost. He surprises his listeners with the only way that we can be found. He shows us the breathtaking nature of his love. These stories are more than just heartwarming. They're life-changing. Get ready. Today, as you play, how do you feel before God? Do you back yourself? Or see yourself as unworthy? How would your sports friends see themselves? Let's pray that Jesus will humble us and show us just how lost we are without him. And may we who feel unworthy be encouraged that Jesus came for lost sinners, just like me and you. Let's pray. Lord, when we are tempted to think we are already good enough for you, please humble us. When we feel unworthy, please encourage us that Jesus came for lost sinners just like me. Amen. And finally, take a few minutes to pray for those in your sport, that God will open a door for his message in your club or team this game day.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.